Perdón. ¿Miguel?
We are live. Welcome to Keeping It Real with Frankie D, the very first Italian-American podcast and the home of your Italian-American moment. I'm your very proud host, Frankie D, and we can be heard at ItalianAmericanLife.com, on iTunes, Stitcher, your podcast app. Please like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and connect with us on LinkedIn, and check out our new YouTube channel with all our memories. My guest today is Ron Onesti, the president of the Joint Civic Committee of Italian Americans. And we all are aware of the situation that happened last summer. The city of Chicago removed the Columbus statues. And now the mayor has created a monuments committee to look into all of the statues in the city of Chicago. Apparently there are about 500. And I believe the number that are kind of in jeopardy as 41. So we're gonna learn all about that from our man in the inside, Mr. Ron Onesti. Welcome to the show, Facebook Live, Ron.
You know, Frank, it's so good to see you. I mean, we've been friends for a long, long time. And you know, it's interesting what we're going through, you know, all these challenges with the Columbus thing. Really, it kind of speaks volumes about you, because you're the kind of guy, you're doing what we need to do. You know, if we all got together 20, 30, 40 years ago and stuck together and really pushed our heritage and our culture and really promoted it. You know, I say this a lot. There's a takeaway that I've got from all of this stuff. It was that if something affected our culture from a social issue, a moral issue, any kind of an issue, we didn't have that button to press to get 10,000 signatures and 5,000 letters and 2,000 marchers to really show our numbers, because we've got a big numbers in the population. So that's really what the takeaway is for me. And guys like you that are standing up, guys like you are so proud of your heritage, and you're promoting it and you're educating. I'm telling you, that's what we need, is the education, because right now, you ask anybody, especially anybody under 30 years old, for example, about Columbus. Oh my goodness. It's like talking about the devil. And it's because there are facts out there, or supposed facts. There's misinformation that we are finding through, by way of scholars, authors. It's out there, the truth about Columbus. And that's what our brigade, you know, that we put together is trying to communicate, the truth about Columbus. It's tough, man. It's pushing a boulder up a mountain, but we're fighting hard, Frank.
Well, no, and we appreciate it, and I know it is tough, and it's a very difficult battle. And you know, being, let's be honest and realistic, you know, going into this committee that is handpicked, well, it's almost like, you know, we're picking, you know, there's 20 people, we know 17 feel this way. So we pick those 17 and then we put three on, and then you go, okay, take a vote. We don't, you know, we don't have much of a good chance. But
yeah.
Tell us about this monuments committee and you know, where we stand with it.
Well, first of all, hello people, John and Felice and Bella, everybody, thank you. These are all our buddies out there. Love
you. Sure are. That's great. I could see it. John Conena, Felice, Bella. Thanks for listening.
That's great. Hi guys. Hey Helen. Anyway,
who's that share button?
You know, it's getting a lot of press right now because the press release went out, I think, beginning of last week, I think it was, or maybe the week before, just recently, maybe in the last 10 days, about their new website, because this is such a new initiative. You know, what the first thing they had to do when they put this commission together was to catalog all the artwork. You know, maybe 8 months ago, but when before all this stuff happened, if you would have gone to the city and said, you know, I'm doing a project, I like a list of all the artwork, all the statues, all the plaques, all the monuments in Chicago, it didn't exist. They didn't even know what they had. So that was the first charge that they gave this commission. They put together a 30-person Monuments Memorials Commission. And it's supposed to be representative of a cross-section of the community. There's aldermen, there's artists, there's social members in social communities, different ethnic groups, different age groups, all kinds of things. There's Americans, I think it's Americans with Disabilities Commission, a member. I mean, they really, I mean, the, I think the attempt was there. I believe that, because if you look at people's titles and where they come from, if you just put on paper what that is, it's quite the mix. You know, it really is. If you're asking me what our, if they voted today, I got to tell you that it's definitely stacked against keeping the Columbus statues. I mean, believe me, it's far from a secret. they're very vocal about, it's really interesting, because I don't know if even the word interesting is, Frank, it's a little disappointing, frankly, because I mean, it's, you hear people talk, and we've had these meetings, and we're talking 2-3 times a week, and they welcome members of the community to chime in, and many of them are young educators and people you would think that really appreciate history. Holy smokes, it's disheartening. The cancel culture is rampant with this process. There are people, and I have very good friends that are on this commission also, that are really good people, that are very involved in the community, that are very open-minded, because that's what we're looking for, Frank. You know, everyone's talking, you know, our naysayers, Frank, are talking about that the story of Columbus, 1492, Ocean Blue, all that stuff is a one-sided narrative. This is all we were taught. And they're right. There's, for example, all this stuff that I'm learning about Columbus now, and believe me, when I get to the pearly gates, you know, I thought I'd want to see my mom and dad first. Before I do that, though, I'm going to call, I want to talk to Chris Columbus. I want to get some questions answered, because there's a lot of stuff going out there. I've learned so much about Columbus, about indigenous people, about the native tribes, about how that all happened. There's so much out there. I mean, they're all correct. You know, the narrative was this big as it should have been this big. There's so much, so many facts, so much more to learn. And yes, a lot of it did involve how the indigenous people were treated. That's true. But when they're saying that there's a one-sided narrative out there, and what they're trying to do, and they're not even realizing it, they're trying to replace it with another one-sided narrative. This isn't a Columbus was a great guy, he was a saint, and everything was beautiful. And by the same token, it's not Columbus was a horrible genocide rapist, this and that. No, it's not like that at all. So that's what we're asking for. We want our statues back. They represent generations of traditions. They represent our ethnic group. They've come to represent us as a community. So people have to understand that you be just as sensitive with our ethnic group and our situation here and our feelings with regards to Columbus and what he means and has come to mean to us. Be just as sensitive about that as you expect us to be sensitive about everything, right? You can't say a word about anybody, but you sure can talk about our icon, and you sure can talk about Italians and Italian Americans. It's freaking tough, Frank. I'm telling you. You know it. You're living it.
Without a doubt. Now, do you think, in your opinion, that we, when I say we the people, we can make any kind of a difference on this committee?
You know, on this committee, I don't think so. I mean, I don't think so. I mean, it's stacked against us. I mean, but I got to say, you know, when it first started, it was beyond brutal. I mean, it was, you know, you think about the lootings, think about the summer, think about all that stuff. Well, take that dynamic and bring it over to the way these committees and this conversation was. It was just like that. There was no talking. There was no this, that. I got to say, we've been working very hard, you know, every day, Frank. County commissioners, aldermen, commission members, social. I was on the phone with the chairperson from the Simon Wiesenthal Center of our Jewish American friends, and they've pledged their support about helping us with our plight. The people from the Puerto Rican Community Center, Cultural Center on Division. I mean, we're working very hard, not just on this issue, but also how to welcome other ethnic groups. Because another thing, besides most people not realizing, you know, they're all for the indigenous people, which is fine. We are too. But they're not understanding to what degree this is affecting our Italian American community. And that once they understand that, I got to say, most people have been like, oh, okay, all right, wait a second. Let me rethink this a little bit. I mean, a lot of people have. Some are like, no, he's a killer. That's it. Some are like that. But I got to tell you, more and more of these conversations, more and more of these educational exchanges, there's a lot of good coming out of it. So, you know, and the biggest thing, the other thing, the first thing, as I mentioned, was the fact that they didn't understand how it's affecting our community. But the other thing they're not realizing, and I'm like, hey, understand this. This is precedence setting. You know, what happens here is going to determine what happens when they want to get rid of Kashmir Pulaski Day or anything, any other ethnic holiday or any other icon or any other statue or monument. It's not just
what's happening in Columbus. Any religious statue in front of our church. If mobs can control that, they could say, I don't want the Virgin Mary statue in front of that church. It's offensive to me. So this, well, you're
people
right.
People are saying that.
This is going beyond.
Let me give you an example.
Please do, because we're live.
Okay. Hey guys. Let me give you an example of the mentality or the approach that we're dealing with a little bit here. And not to reference anybody in a negative way, but this is the challenge. Like, how do you answer somebody like this? One response was, do you feel that people, we should have statues of people, just of people. Should we have statues of people? And one of the person, a commission member, one of the 30 commission members, and the other ones agree with them, many, the fact that, you know what, people are flawed. Nobody's perfect. We don't believe there should be statues of anybody. Nobody. And I'm like a toaster. What are we putting? It makes me like my head pop off my freaking body, my neck. Just trying to reason with it. Like, what do you mean? You know, I mean, the whole Lincoln thing and what they're just putting everybody on trial. And if God forbid you scratched with an itch with your left hand rather than your right hand, you've offended right-handed Americans. Take your statue down. It just there's no, you know, what has been knocked down, Frank, are the parameters. You know, you have, why do you have a statue? Well, because this person fits this bill, these idioms, these levels, these accomplishments, whatever it is. It's all gone now. It's just like, I don't like anything about anybody. It's basically what it is. There is somebody out there, or as long as there's somebody out there who doesn't like something, then it's not worth keeping. If there's one person, and these conversations, like I said, they're meant to be constructive. They're meant to give, I'm talking about the conversations with the Monuments Committee and the community, you know, they're meant to give a voice to the community at large. You know, they say, we want to hear what the community has to say. Okay. But I sit there and I hear myself. I hear these other people. I give my 2.5 cents. They give their 25 cents. It's a pro and con. And then the next conversation, a pro and con. And I'm just, my question to them, and I've asked them, and I can't get an answer, is that, you know, now it's all about healing, right? That's the buzzword, healing. We want to heal communities. We want to heal our ethnic differences and our shortcomings. And I asked them, explain to me, please. I'd like to consider myself a relatively intelligent individual. Explain to me, because I can't find it, where the healing comes in this process. Like, where I'm looking at, I'm facing someone on Zoom, and this young lady, she's a young Latin American educator, probably 30 years old, and talking about, you know, all this stuff she hated, but bam, and hatred, and I'm thinking, I'm watching this, I'm like, how is this healing? Because now somebody in my position, you know, has got to say, no, you're wrong. Columbus is this and that. And I'm like, you're just creating more divisiveness. When I keep asking them, I said, what exercise is this commission or any elements of the city in the interest of healing, as you say, how are you approaching the healing process? For me, it's like, get a suggestion. You've got your opinions. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm not here to say you're wrong. We have our artists, our authors, our scholars, those people that know everything. And you know who I'm talking about, Frank, because you're one of them. Well, I consider you. You're one of our intellect member. Believe it. Did you ever think that you'd be called in your lifetime part of our intellectual community?
I say
tell
no.
That to your teachers. But it's true. You saw I put together people who are respected in our community that have been studying the history of Italy, Columbus, Balbo, guys like Frank DiPiero, guys like Robert Allegrini, Paul Basil, the editor of Fra Noi, Carlo Vaniglio, Carlo Bucaro,
John
Fiore, Bill Del Cerro. I mean, these are guys who know Columbus. It's not me. I'm the first one to say. I know what I know because of you guys and my own little stuff that I've been doing, studying. But get guys, people like you guys on both sides of the table. That's healing for me. That's what I think. I think if you get the intellectual community on both sides, the people who got the facts wrong, but they got their facts, we got ours, get them together, have them work it out, come to some equitable resolve that is all inclusive. It expands the narrative so everybody gets their representation and we can move on. We have our history. Don't come and say your history is wrong. I'm sorry, but you got me going. Another young lady on this call, I couldn't believe it. She actually had this whole written thing, and she was saying, had this whole narrative about this, that, and that, and she's saying, and I swear to you, this is what she said, the Italians and the Polish do not need a holiday. Just get rid of that right away. They don't need a holiday. And
I'm, someone and I'm, on the committee said that?
No. One of the people speaking to the committee, you know, on these.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is these are the kind of conversations.
Wow.
And I'm like, well, how is that helping? How's it helping? So, and that's what's not happening, Frank, on this commission that I would love to see. Because at the end of all these months and these conversations and these meetings and my ears bleeding and there's no progress. Where are we now versus where we were? Talk about keeping it real.
Yeah. I'd like to shout out to a few people, if I may. Yep. Helen Tenuta. Felipe Fernandez, Pasquale Di Diana, Angela Castellano-Wilson, Comara Angela D'Alessandro. Hello, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Hello, everybody.
Tell me something, Ron, that you probably know the answer. Okay, so this committee is going to come up with their suggestion and present it to the mayor, and then ultimately the mayor makes the decision, or the committee is going to say, this is the decision. Who has the ultimate last say?
Again, Frank, keeping it real, there's a shroud of concern. You'll see if you Google it now, there's a couple of articles out about like how did this commission come together? You know, like you technically are not supposed to have there were private meetings apparently. You're supposed not to do that. So there's a thing called FOIA, right? The Freedom of Information Act. And then you have to file that with attorneys. I put together a legal team and that we're going through all this stuff. I've asked them to do two things. Number one, I've put together, we've found all the legal proceedings with regards to this Columbus statues around the country. Cause there's a few places that have gone through the whole legal process. I've asked them all to analyze all these legal proceedings around the country and see if there's any relevance to our situation. Number one, number two, I've asked them to FOIA Freedom of Information Act certain things, and one of the things I said, I'd like you to FOIA this committee. How did it come to? Where's the documentation? How did it happen? Who physically said, "I want you, I want you, I want you"? I mean, did it come from the mayor? Did it come from the mayor's chief of staff? And how are they? I mean, that whole process. And not only that, but what type of conversations or meetings are there? On the side, because there's very specific rules that govern how these people meet, how they organize, how they discuss things, how they vote. I mean, this is supposed to be a very democratic thing. And from what I understand, we don't believe there was. So, I have a legal team of four very prominent attorneys who have agreed to take on this case for us. And we're working very hard on that. So, again, I put together this task force of various teams. You're on one of them. You're on the educational task force. There's nine of you that I respect every one of you that's coming up with all the facts about, you said 41 statues out of the 500 and some. You're right. There's 500 some monuments and statues and plaques. 41 were deemed the word was problematic. Of that, we have four in the city. All four were picked. Three Columbus and one Balbo. So we got some fighting to do because nobody was speaking up. I mean, we gotta represent ourselves.
So 10% of the statues are Italian.
Problematic.
Who you know what's sad though? There's a thing that's really sad. You want to say to these people, if these statues are never come back, is anything about your lives and society gonna be better? No. And then what will be the next thing that you want to blame for the reason that you are where you are? That's the problem. We look to blame things. That statue offends me and it prohibits me from succeeding in life or being a happy person. And that is just a crock of shit. Okay.
Well, you're right, Frank. And you know, you hit the nail on the head. I mean, you know, I think everybody, and there's a lot of liberal left-wing people that I guarantee you are also looking at themselves, maybe not in public, but privately are going, what the heck's going on here? Because, you know, again, all barriers, all parameters, all laws, all reasoning has been washed away. It's just like when the looters were allowed to loot two and three times. I've got friends down in the, jewelry district there on Wabash. And I mean, it's right there. And she's, you know, I mean, we board up our windows. We got burglarized. We got destroyed three times. They've carjacked two of our employees. And we can't even get the police to come down here. I mean, when they're allowing all this stuff, I mean, Columbus, I mean, how important is that versus, you know, our lives here in Chicago and the surrounding areas? What I don't understand, because as part of the arguments, you know, that's happening with this is talking about, you know, we have a story to tell. This wasn't told. Broaden the narrative, facts, this and that. And again, to your point, why, you know, taking away something is not telling your story any better. Let's add. I'll give you one example that, you know, it's a little dangerous for me to do, but you know what? They were keeping it real. We're with Frankie D.
We're live.
On one of the, you know, I couldn't understand how one of the commission members said how offended he was personally and happy that the city took it down 2 years ago. That they found on some house on the south side, a plaque that was placed in 1937 on the front of the house. It said whatever the name was, and it denoted the first white person inhabitant of Chicago, first white citizen of Chicago. That's it. It's on there. And they found that very offensive. And I see them making this a racial thing. I mean, what first white person? Don't take that one. And they said, we took it down immediately. I'm a white person. I'm proud of that person. And here's what else I want to do. I want to put a plaque next to that that says the first African-American person in Chicago. And on the other side, the first Latin American. Up here, the first Asian American. I mean, let's make it a whole freaking thing of plaques. Let's add, not subtract. They don't get that. I don't understand it.
No, they don't. In fact, you know, I feel like in the past year, our country has never been so divided that 50 years ago, things were much better. I think there was a little bit of, you know, respect in the world and amongst people. And we may have lived like in different neighborhoods, like, you know, these people lived here and these people lived there, but there was a little bit more respect. Now,
a little bit more.
My God, the hatred and the violence and just about everything. Another example, they're questioning if 2 + 2 = 4. Why does it have to equal 4? So if you're gonna question mathematics, that's factual, whatever it sounds like, 2 + 2 = 4. That's the answer. They question it. Why does it have to? So in other words, nothing matters. Nothing.
There's no boundaries. You can do and say and commit anything, except I can't even say it because you know, you can't call anybody anything. You can't even call anybody by their gender. You can't call anybody by their race. They can't. I mean, we're all a bunch of mutes. You can't say a word. It's a bunch of humming. We're
going to
be a humming.
To say anything.
We're going to be a humming society. A grunting. We're going back to caveman. We could grunt. But that's going to offend the grunting Americans. So we got to be careful.
Exactly. Now, I don't think it's a secret that the fourth monument problematic that is ours is the Italo Balbo monument. Mm-hmm. For Italo Balbo. So mm-hmm. that is up in this problematic category. And I'll tell you something. That one really burns me because I'd say 99.9% of these people in the media and whomever wants this removed doesn't have a clue who he was, what he did, the significance. It's like they came up with this sentence and they just keep repeating it and going, bad man, bad man, bad man, fascist, Mussolini, Hitler. And it's like they are they're wrong about the facts. They're wrong about everything they say. He accomplished the greatest aeronautical achievement of all time. He changed the world, as did Columbus. He changed the world, Italo Balbo. It is the last remnant from the 1933 World's Fair Chicago history. It is one of the oldest artifacts in the United States of America. The country of Italy gifted it. Balbo was a respected man by the President of the United States to everywhere. He did not side anymore with Mussolini when Mussolini went with Hitler. And he died of a mistaken shot down his plane, friendly fire type of thing. So all of that said, and they want this down, and they everything they say are just falsities about him and the situation. And it just bugs me because why do people get the right to say the wrong things, false statements, and get away with it just because? That bothers me.
Of course it bothers you. It bothers us all because, you know, understand, you know, these monuments I got so much I want to say. It drives you
crazy.
A monument, a statue, it's artwork. It's art. Okay. They deemed it as art. They call it art. It is art, right? Excuse me. What is art? Art is all a function of perception. Art is what it means to you, what it means to me. And even if it's something made you, for some reason, something is offensive to you, maybe it's beautiful to me. That's the beauty of this country. And that's the beauty of art. It could be something so beautiful. It reminds me, I mean, Columbus, I have memories. It represents something for me, my family and my grandparents. And I got married on Columbus Day. I mean, all this stuff, you know. And for someone else, it may not. And it also is supposed to mean a history lesson. I mean, these things aren't up to celebrate. Like the statues that we have, not one of them was really to celebrate the voyages. It was really, as you know, everyone was to celebrate a certain initiative, such as celebrating the accomplishments and the contributions Italians made to this great development of this great country, this city, this county. That's what it was there for. That's why Benjamin Harrison in 1892 created the first Columbus Day, was to honor Italians. And in light of the lynchings that happened in 1891, we could talk about that if you like, because that's coming up March 14th. You know, the Balbo statue, it was put there, the monument rather, was put there for a reason. Not only was it a gift, of course, it was a gift, but it means something. It represents a historic occasion. It represents aviation, an aviator. And who else gets a 2,127 BC year old column? It just drives you crazy. Gift. I mean, they want to move it. Who even wants that responsibility? So you're going to take a backhoe and or a crane.
Well, another thing. I don't know what they would do with it, because you can't just pick that up and that's a whole other thing. So I don't even know. This is just
no sense. There's no logic. There's no sense. And I can tell you there is nothing with regards to history. What happened to history?
Think about this. 1933, this guy pulls off this unbelievable thing, never been done before. And who would have thought that 33, what are we talking, 87, 88 years later, that the world would be insane and a bunch of morons would say, take it down. These morons that couldn't accomplish anything from this man who changed the world.
Well, at the end of the day, Frank,
the world was going to be so screwed up 88 years later, he should have said the hell with the flight.
At the end of the day, I think it's a function of leadership. You know, I'm not going to say about any one particular person, whether it's city, county, president, this or that, whatever. But at the end of the day, there's nobody is just saying, no, you can't do that. You want to knock it down? Knock it down. You want to hate it? Hate it. You want to take your curriculum out of school? You want to be a teacher and teach the kids what you believe rather than the curriculum? There's nobody saying no. Everybody is so afraid to do anything, and that's the problem. Anybody gets to say and do anything. And now the inmates are running the prison because there's no war. There's no, what do you call the guy in charge there?
The warden?
Warden, thank you. I'm thinking there's no Warner Saunders.
No, it's terrible. Anything else to say, Ron, before we part?
I don't want to say we're going to part, Frank, because we're joined at the hip. You know, this is definitely a movement. You know, I'm a music guy. I'm a food guy. You know what I'm all about. You know, that's what I do. And I've been involved in this community for a long, long time. You guys know me from the festivals and the concerts and stuff. And I really didn't really want to get involved in the politics of it all. And not me. God love guys like you, guys who get involved like that. I really didn't want to do that. But you know what? Now is the time that we all have to, whether you want to like it. No, I don't like it. It's a bunch of BS. It is. But if I could tell you, I know we got to go, but just look how close, how easy it is. We're all sitting there. All of a sudden, overnight at 3 in the morning, at 2 in the morning, we had a Columbus statue. At 3 in the morning, we didn't. It was gone. Oak Park, Evanston, all of a sudden proclaimed no Columbus Day. It's now Indigenous People's Day. Chicago Public Schools wasn't even an agenda item. They just voted, you know what, let's take the Columbus information out of the curriculum. Look how easy it is for our culture and our heritage to be erased. So what I'm telling everybody, all your fans and everybody out there, if you love your grandparents and your parents and respect what they did to get us all here, whether you're lazy or you're not lazy or interested, get involved. Go to jccia.com. There is there's a link. It's very simple. You need to tell the Monuments Committee how you feel. We're at about 500 responses now. We need 5,000. So don't just do it yourself. Just get all your family and friends. Go to jccia.com. Go to that link, and you got to just press one button, and then you just tell them how you feel. You can tell it. Put the statues back. Three letters. Three words. Put the statue. Okay, four words. Or 400 words, whatever you want to do. Very easy. That's number one. Number two, real quick here, Cook County government has legislation on the table right now to replace Columbus Day with Indigenous Peoples Day. Find out who your county commissioner is on the Cook County board, or people that you know, or send it to get all their. We've got that.
If you don't live in Cook County, you could send it to them, correct?
Yes, send an email to them about how you feel. You know, everybody else has form letters. These about the anti, and you'll see that because I talked to the county commissioners and they're getting all these form letters. Send them. I'm not going to give you a form letter. Send them how you feel. Those two things. Go to Cook County government and go to, even if you're not, don't live in Cook County. I mean, we all use Cook County. We all been brought up in Cook County. This is about our heritage. So get involved. I'm pleading with you. I'm asking you, Frank, thanks for what you do, buddy. You do keep it real for all of us. We love you, man.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And please listen to what Ron says and let's do this. And we have to do this. It's a must. If we don't, we're going to get squashed. And you know, I think about it a lot, and I go, sometimes I think to myself when I'm home alone, I think, am I overdoing this with all this stuff? And then I go, no, I'm not. We can't get squashed. We are.
We're that close, Frank.
We're that close. And we got to do something about it. And you young Italian Americans, you know, start getting involved with it, the culture, the heritage, the language. You come from unbelievable stock, and we've done so much for this world, and we've invented so much, and we've created so much, and so many beautiful things, and we have to become more aware of these things and have that pride. Have that real pride, because it's deserved. So do what Ron said, please. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, all the listeners, Angelo, Venanzio, John, Gino, Helen, Erminia, John, a couple of Johns. Thank you to everybody. Ron, thanks for the interview. And let's keep doing this, all right? Let's keep
pushing. All right, brother. All the best. Good luck to you, Frank.
All right. Thank you. We're off, right? I did. It's not. Stop streaming.